Go to jumping up against Deion Lee, wearing number one tonight for Liberty. And here we go. Ball is up and the tip controlled by the Alton Comets. Jacob Smith brought it down in the backcourt, and we are underway. Alton Comets will come to the Liberty defense. Looks like they're going to play a little zone defense against this Alton Comet offense. Ryland Steele with it. Gets it out to Chandler Cisco. Cisco swings over to Ryland Steele. Remember, these two teams already familiar with each other. They played just a couple of weeks ago. Game won by Alton over at the Liberty High School gym. Here's Ryland Steele fakes the three out of the wing. Gives the ball down to the corner to Cisco. Alton taking their time here, working around the perimeter of this Liberty zone defense. Ball back to Cisco. Cisco wanting to score, moves to the free throw line, kicks it back out to Jacob Smith for three. That one flies off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Deion Lee for the Liberty Eagles. Out of Mountain View, Birch Tree. Liberty give it on the right side, now over the left side to Gaines. Terrell will back it out. He's a good player, just a sophomore, starting for Coach Lee in these Liberty Eagles. Liberty working against the Comets zone. Passed in the middle. It's going to be stolen by Christian Orr. Comets on the semi-break. Cisco runs it up the floor. Pulls up top of the key. Gives over to Ryland Steele. Steele. Cross-court it goes to Chandler Cisco. Cisco moves to the top of the key. He'll fire the three-point ball. That one is no good. Christian Orr down the rebound and score. Christian Orr, offensive rebound and a putback. And the Alton Comets are up 2-0. Alton little 2-2-1 pressure. Gaines with the ball in the backcourt, gives it up the floor to Ripko, and he gets it across the timeline. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on Chandler Cisco of the Alton Comets. Cisco, a little late getting there, try for the steal. Going to be called for the foul. Liberty will inbound the ball. Got it to Gaines. He'll step it across the timeline. Alton playing a zone defense here. 1-3-1. Trying to stop that perimeter shooting. Here's a pass in the middle, stolen by DeWolf. DeWolf on the break with Steele. Ryland gets it ahead of the defense, pulls up and shoots and scores. Ryland Steele, his first 2 points tonight. Alton up 4-0 here in the first 2 minutes. Over the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles. Here's another pass by Liberty, almost stolen, deflected, picked up by Deion Lee. They'll give it out to Gaines. Gaines will set the offense from the top of the key, working to the right side of the floor, swings the pass around to the left. That is Deion Lee slashing to the bucket, all the way in, count it, and the bucket. Count it and a foul. Deion Lee with a nice slash to the bucket, diagonal across the lane. The foul's going to be on number one, Christian Orr. That'll be the first foul on Orr. Deion Lee, first 2 points of the night for the Liberty Eagles. Lee will go to the line and shoot. Free throw is up and good. So Lee with 3 points and the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles back to within one here at 4-3. Alton open on a 4-0 run. And Liberty now with a 3-point play. Alton working against the Liberty defense. No full court pressure by these Eagles. Alton Comets got it over to Cisco on the left side on the wing. Takes it down to the baseline on the dribble. Now driving toward the bucket. Pulls up left side, hangs in the air, shoots and scores. That's a nice play there by Chandler Cisco. Got the shot to go down. And here's another steal by Alton in the pressure. Chandler Cisco to the bucket. Missed it. Tips it back up and in. And the Alton Comet press is giving the Liberty Eagles all kinds of problems. Alton's long and they're tall. Liberty trying to go over the top. This time they dribble through the press. Terrell Gaines has got it top of the key. Defense jumps out on him. He'll give the ball up for Carter Pruitt. Pruitt on the outside. Long shot is up by Ripko. No good. And the rebound taken by Chandler Cisco for the Alton Comets. So Ripko missed it. Cisco rebounded it for Alton. Comets now into the half court set. Up by five. There goes Jacob Smith driving down the baseline. Kicks it back out to DeWolf. DeWolf back out to the three-point line to Cisco for a shot. It's good. Chandler Cisco with his first three-pointer of the night. And Alton leads it now 11-3. And Liberty breaking the full-court pressure. Got the ball up the right side. Playing it cross court to Gaines. Gaines working against Steele. On the dribble. Way out around mid-court now as he backs it out. 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Gaines looking for a shot. Couldn't find one. Now they give it high post to Pruitt. Pruitt into the lane. Pulls up. Shoots and scores. Carter Pruitt with a bucket. His first two of the night. And it makes it 11-5 and ends a 7-0 spurt by the Alton Comets. Liberty with a basketball. Or excuse me, Alton with a basketball. Steele with it on the left side wing. Kicks it out to DeWolf. He's looking to pass it inside. Now down to Steele. His three-point ball's good out of the left corner. Ryland Steele with his second bucket of the night. He's got 5 points in the game. And Alton back up by nine. Here comes Liberty with a basketball. Nice move. That was Ripko, number four, taking it all the way to the basket. a little no look to get the defense to move and went right to the front of the rim. Nice play by Drew Ripko. And here comes the Alton Collins again with the ball. Here's DeWolf, kicks it in the corner. The steal, three balls, is up and no good. Rebound taken by DeWolf, curls through the lane, shoots and scores off the window. Brandon DeWolf with his first 2 points of the night. And Alton, no problem getting the ball in the hole tonight. They've scored 16 points in the first 4.5 minutes of the game. Down to 3:17 to play now. And the Liberty Eagles working on the offensive end. Pass goes to Ripko. Ripko down the right side of the lane. He traveled before he got the dribble down. So the Liberty Eagles will turn it over, and the Alton Comets have got it back with 3:11 to go in the first quarter. Alton leads it 16-7. Ryland Steele brings the ball into the front court, gives it over to Jacob Smith, now to DeWolf, top of the key. DeWolf, oh, lost the handle, is picked up by Gaines. Gaines on the two-on-two, taking it all the way to basket, and he scores. Terrell Gaines got into the inside the defense on the drive. And other than fouling, DeWolf just let him have the bucket. Comets had a 9-point lead to play with. Still lead it by 7. Cisco with it on the left side wing. Feeds out to DeWolf. DeWolf, top of the key, wings the right side to Steele. Now to Orr in the corner to Jacob Smith. Smith dumps it down to Orr, trying to drive the baseline. Gets cut off, gives it back out to Smith. He'll go to the bucket, dish it down inside to Orr, and he scores. Nice play. And Alton back up by 9 again at 18-9 with 2:21 to go in the first quarter. There goes Deion Lee. Got it to the elbow. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. That'll be called on the Alton Comets. Foul will be on number one, or no, I'm sorry, call on number 35, Ryland Steele. Steele called for the foul will be his first. 13 foul on the Alton Comets. And Liberty trying to inbound. Ball deflected out of bounds by Brandon DeWolf. Tried to get it out front to Ripko. And Liberty now will trigger it in out around the score clock, or the scorer's bench, and got it in to Terrell Gaines. Ryland Steele jumps out on him, playing defense out of that 1-3-1 zone. Ryland's out on top of him. Gaines looking for a screen, got one, couldn't get a shot away, feeds over to Ripko. He'll let one fly from way downtown, if no good. And rebound taken by Brandon DeWolf. And here come the Comets on the break, got it to Cisco. Fake, goes up, shoots and scores. Chandler Cisco, 9 points in the first quarter. And it's been all Alton Comets here so far. They lead it 20-9 with a minute 43 to go in the first quarter. Liberty breaks. Well, Alton actually pulled off the press. Deion Lee's got it. Gives it in the corner to Ripko. Another 3-point try is up. No good. And a rebound taken by Cisco. A little quick on the shot that time for Liberty. They had nobody under the basket to rebound the basketball. Alton with it in the offensive end. Jacob Smith in the left corner. Takes it back out to Cisco. 25 feet away from the bucket. Fires it up, and it's no good. And ball goes out of bounds. It'll belong to the Liberty Eagles. So Liberty with a chance to get back to within single digits here with the bucket. Terrell Gaines will bring it up out of the backcourt. Then he'll be picked up at midcourt by Ryland Steele. Alton playing a 1-3-1 zone. Ball going to Gaines. Gaines going to the bucket. His shot is rejected out of bounds by Christian Orr. Gaines at about 5'7", challenged the 6'6", Christian Orr. And guess who won that battle? Orr swatted it out of bounds. Liberty on the inbound, down under the bucket. Got it to Pruitt. Pruitt gives to Ripko. His shot's going to be blocked, but not before we get a foul. A foul going to be called on Ryland Steele. No, they called it on Brandon DeWolf. Brandon DeWolf called for the foul. Will be his first of the game. Got him on the floor before the shot. Alton getting ready to make a substitution. Landon Huckabee will be getting ready to check in here in a minute. Liberty inbounds the ball. They get it out to Ripko, out around the three-point line. He lobs one down to the corner for Carter Pruitt. Step back threes on the way. That one is no good. Oh, we got a travel called on Pruitt before the shot. I wonder why they didn't call a goaltending, because Chandler Cisco went up in the rim and knocked that ball out. But it was a travel before the shot by Pruitt. So we're under a minute to go in the first quarter. Alton by 11. Comets work it down to the left side. Move off the screen. Chandler Cisco pull-up jumper from 18 is good. Chandler Cisco now with 11 points in the first quarter. And with 38 seconds to go, Alton leads it by 13. Terrell Gaines for Alton. Brings it across the timeline. Gives it over to Deion Lee. Deion Lee approaches the three-point line. Now looking to slash to the bucket. Goes up for a shot. It's good. Nice play by Deion Lee. He needs to do a little more of that. He's got 5 points to lead the Liberty Eagles here in the first quarter. And Alton looks like they're going to hold it for the final shot. 14 seconds to go as they bring it across the timeline. Steele and Smith playing catch out front. Now Steele down to DeWolf in the right corner. Got it inside to Cisco. Fakes, goes around the defense. Oh, couldn't get the shot to drop, but a foul going to be called on the Liberty Eagles, number 23. Number 23 called for the foul. That is Carter Pruitt. That'll be his first and the first foul called on the Liberty Eagles here in the first quarter. 5 seconds to go. Chandler Cisco at the line shooting two. Excellent free throw shooter, and Cisco now with 12 points in the first quarter. 12 of the 23 for Alton. And another one is up, and it's good. 13 for Cisco. Here come the Liberty Eagles with 3 seconds to go. Gaines, long shot at the buzzers, off the rim, no good. That's the end of the first quarter of play. Our score, 24-11. Alton Comets with a lead over the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back to Mammoth Spring in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And we're back here at the border, the Battle of the Border Tournament at Mammoth Spring High School. Men's semifinal action here. The Alton Comets with a lead over the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles, 24-11 as we head to the second quarter. Alton Comets will open the quarter with the same lineup that started the ball game. I thought they were getting ready to get Landon Huckabee into the game. They had him take off his warm-up. But he has not checked in yet. Alton with 4 team fouls in the first quarter. 4 different players have each got one. Liberty with the basketball to open the quarter. Terrell Gaines brings it across the timeline. Feeds it in the corner for Deion Lee. Back out to Gaines. Gaines gives it over to Ripko. Ripko now gives it to Carter Pruitt. Back out front. Working off the screen on the right side. Terrell Gaines now. Couldn't get open for the shot. Looking the flash. No. Step back. Three is up and is no good. And it goes out of bounds. So an air ball fired up by Gaines. And it'll be Alton Comet ball with a 24-11 lead over the Liberty Eagles. Ryland Steele with it. Gives it over to Brandon DeWolf. DeWolf will swing it around the horn to Chandler Cisco. Got a cutter in the lane. That's DeWolf. Back outside to Ryland Steele for three. No good. Or down the rebound. Oh, he misses the putback. Gets it again and gets fouled when he goes up for the shot. I think they're going to get Deion Lee for this one. And it is number one. Deion Lee calls the foul. First foul on Deion Lee. Second team foul on the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagle. 7:15 to go in the first half. Christian Orr at the line shooting two. Good work on the boards by Christian Orr. And the first free throw bounces around on the rim and falls off the side, no good. Christian with 4 points in the first quarter. Chandler Cisco leads all scorers in the game. He's got 13. Second free throw rolls off the rim for Orr, no good. And rebound taken by Carter Pruitt for Liberty. Here come the Eagles. Chance to make up some ground here. Got it over to Ripko on the right side. He'll take it out to the top of the key and run it from there. Looking to flash to the bucket, down the right side of the lane. Little hanging one-handers up and good. Ripko, Drew Ripko with a nice play. 4 points in the game. Boy, he is quick. If you ever saw him play football, you know how quick that kid is. And he's strong as an ox. Alton Comets with a basketball. Chandler Cisco on the left side wing. Pulls up the dribble, gives over to Jacob Smith. He'll get one down in the corner on the left side for DeWolf. He'll bring it back outside. And Jacob Smith takes it back out to the point. Brings it over to Steele. Steele on the left side. Dribbles twice, gives it back to Cisco. Looking to get Orr open down in the box. They get him the ball down there. Working against Pruitt. Pulls up, jumps, shoots, no good. And rebound taken by Liberty. And they threw it away. Right back to Jacob Smith. His outlet pass is going to go off the hands of Ryland Steele and out of bounds. Pass a little too high for Ryland. And Jacob kind of got a little bit of a hurry there. Just pull that ball back and reset the offense. 6:19 to go in the second quarter. Alton leads it by 11, 24-13. Liberty trying to cut into that lead here with a bucket on another trip down the floor. There's Ripko with it. Ripko pulls up with a jumper that is good from just inside. Oh, they call it a three. From just outside the three-point line to the top of the key, Ripko hits a three, and he's got 7 points in the game. Had 25 in the Liberty win against the Mammoth Spring Bears earlier this week. Alton back on the offensive end. Their lead's been trimmed down to 8, 24-16. And here's a deflected pass. Steele trying to get it down to Jacob Smith. The ball was deflected out of bounds by Deion Lee for Liberty. And it'll be Alton Comet ball. Chandler Cisco to trigger it in with 5:47 to go. Got it to Cisco. Kicked it out top for Steele. Steele back to DeWolf. Fake the drive to the basket. They cut him off. Got it back over to Cisco. Winged across court to Steele for three more. That one's no good. Rebound fought for and is going to go off the hands of the Alton Comets. And the Liberty Eagles now with a chance to make this a six-point game. A five-point game if somebody hits one from downtown. 24-16. Alton has not scored in the first 3.5 minutes. Or 2.5 minutes, I'm sorry, of this second quarter after putting up 24 in the first quarter. Liberty with the basketball. Nice move by Ripko. Got in the lane. Couldn't hit the shot. We're going to get a foul as Ripko, a little frustration foul there. He missed the shot. Comets had the rebound. Then he tried to poke it away, and he's called for the foul. So Alton will get it back with 5:17 to go in the half, leading 24-16. Alton Liberty. It's always a good game. Big rivalry game. Here's Ryland Steele for Alton. A little penetration. Kicks it back outside for DeWolf, and Alton resets the offense. Steele cutting through the lane. Wasn't open. Cisco doesn't give it to him. Instead feeds on the right side. Now back down to Cisco. Down under the bucket and scores. First 2 points of the second quarter, and the Alton Comets are back up by 10, 26-16. Liberty with the ball, bringing it across the timeline. Is Gaines working out front. Liberty going four across the free throw line, and they move from there. Passes going to be deflected, loose on the floor. We get a held ball. Ryland Steele with good hustle on that play. Ball was deflected, and Steele got tied up with Gaines. And the possession arrow belongs to the Alton Comets. 4:36 to go. In the first half, neither team has made a substitution in this game so far. Alton went with the same five, so has Liberty. Here's Christian Orr, gives off to Jacob Smith, cutting to the bucket for the layup. That's a nice play, Jacob Smith. First 2 points of the game, and Liberty wants a timeout. 28-16, Alton by 12 with 4:23 to go in the first half. We'll be back to the Battle at the Border tournament in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters collision repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Well, the Alton Comets have dominated this one. It's been all Comets so far. 28-16, they lead it with about 4.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Coach Mike James Lee called this timeout for the Liberty Eagles. Second timeout in the first half. And they break the huddle now. Team to go out on the floor. It'll be Liberty Eagle basketball. Don't forget, a little bit later on tonight, we got girls action over on AM 1290 and FM 103.7 The Gift. We'll have the Thayer Lady Bobcats as they take on the Viola Lady Longhorns in the girls semifinal. Final semifinal game of the night. Here's Liberty with a basketball. They got down on the baseline. Shot is up by Ripko. Blocked by Christian Orr. That's three blocks for Orr tonight. We're still just in the midway portion of the second quarter. And Alton got the ball back. Ryland Steele walks up the floor, swings it over on the left side to Chandler Cisco. Chandler puts it on the floor, brings it out to the top of the key. So no-look pass goes to Jacob Smith at the high post. Over to Steele, down to Orr. Orr driving to the bucket. He's going to get fouled on the drive. He misses the shot. And he'll go to the line and shoot two. Fouls on number 33, Lucas Frazier. And that is team foul number 4 on Liberty here in the first half. Nobody in the game with more than one. 8 different players have committed a foul And the foul, the free shot. First one is no good for Christian Orr. Christian now 0 for 3 from the charity stripe. And we'll shoot another one here. This one, it's off the rim, no good as well. And a rebound taken by Carter Pruitt for Liberty. Here come the Eagles. Deion Lee crosses the timeline, looking to penetrate. Comets cut him off. He'll back it back out to three-point line. Now fire one up. It is no good. Rebound taken by Carter Pruitt. Pruitt over to Gaines. Gaines has the ball stripped by Steele. Steele's off to the races. He's going all the way. The bucket lays it up and gets. Ryland Steele now with 7 points in the game. And the Alton lead is 14 at 30-16 with 3 minutes and change to go in the first half. Liberty with the ball, working on the perimeter. Deion Lee got it. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Feeds it to Frazier. Now back around to Gaines. Long three-point shot. High off the back rim, no good. Comes all the way back to Gaines. Gaines penetrates into the middle, dishes it off to Carter Pruitt for the bucket. Second bucket of the night for Carter Pruitt. That was a nice play by Gaines. That rebound came all the way back out to him at the three-point line. He slashed to the bucket and fed it to a wide-open Carter Pruitt for the lay-in. First bucket Liberty has scored in a while. Alton Comets with the ball. Sisko got it on the baseline to Jacob Smith. Drives inside. This pass is going to be deflected and picked off by Gaines. Gaines going all the way. The bucket hangs in the air. No, but he's fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. That'll be on Ryland Steele. Steele called for the foul. Will be his second of the night. And team foul number five on the Alton Comets. 2:37 to go in the first half. Alton leads 30-18. Gaines at the line to shoot two for Liberty. First one is up, and it is no good. Gaines with 2 points here in the early going. Liberty's led by Drew Ripko with seven. Hit a three-pointer and a pair of two-point buckets. Another free throw on the way for the sophomore for the Liberty Eagles. This one is good. Got it to rattle home. So Gaines with his third point of the afternoon or the evening. And the Alton Comet lead is trimmed back to 11 again. And we got more substitution getting ready to check in for the Alton Comets. Marcus Cockrum getting ready to check into the game. He'll probably go in for Steele, who's out there with those two fouls. 2:22 to go in the first half. Alton with the ball in the half-court offense. Left side wing is Smith. Got it to Sisko. Around the horn, now to DeWolf. DeWolf driving the baseline. Reverse layup is no good. He missed it. And the rebound comes out to Liberty. Eagles get it to Gaines. He got it up to Ripko. Ripko drives down to the lane. Now has to feed it back out front for Gaines as he couldn't get the shot away. Gaines with it, a little shake and bake out front. Feeds it over to Lucas Frazier. Frazier cross court to Ripko. Ripko to the free throw line. Elevate. Passes back outside. Now over to Gaines. On the wing, Gaines steps in the lane. High arching shot over the defense. No good. And a rebound taken by Jacob Smith for the Alton Comets. Comets now with a 2-on-2 on the other way. DeWolf shoots the one-handed floater. No good, but he's fouled and will go to the line and shoot two. Foul's going to be on Lucas Frazier. Number 33 for the Liberty Eagles. And more substitution. Getting ready to check into the game for Alton. Marcus Cockrum getting ready to go in. And Corey Miller getting ready to check into the ballgame. Brandon DeWolf will shoot a free throw here. First of two, and this one is no good. So Brandon doesn't have his shooting eyes straightened out just yet. He's only scored 2 points here. Christian Orr and Ryland Steele out of the game. Cockrum and Miller in. Second free throw is up for DeWolf and good. Maybe that'll get him kick-started. 3 points now in the first half for Brandon DeWolf. Alton lead is back to 12, 31-19. Liberty Eagles with the ball. They bring it across the timeline, working up to Deion Lee. Lee moving down to right side lane, passes it back outside to Ripko. Back to Lee in the corner for three. That one's an air ball, rebounded by Jacob Smith for Alton. And the Alton Comets coming the other way. Marcus Cockrum brings it across the timeline, feeds it down to Chandler Sisko in the right corner. Sisko surveys the defense and the offense, looking for an open teammate, goes to DeWolf, back in the corner to Cockrum for three, and it's good! Marcus Cockrum off the bench and bombs away, and it's a three-pointer. And it's a 15-point Alton Comet lead with under a minute to go in the first half. There goes Gaines all the way to the bucket for Liberty, puts it up and in. Nice play by Terrell Gaines. He's got 5 points in the half. And with 42 seconds to go, Alton's got the ball back. Jacob Smith down the left side for Chandler Sisko. Sisko looking to drive the baseline. Pull-up jumper from 12. Off the front rim, no good. Rebound volleyed up and around. And controlled by Liberty. And here come the Eagles on the break. It's Ripko all the way into the free throw circle. Now backs it back outside. Kicked it down to Gaines in the corner. Back to Deion Lee at the wing on the left side of the floor. Back out to Ripko on top. His shot is good. Ripko, let it rip. Hit his second three-pointer of the first half. He's got 10 points. And the Comet lead, just like that, is back to 10. Liberty wrapping up the half here on a 5-0 run. Here's Cockrum for Alton. Over to DeWolf. His shot is partially blocked. Rebound, Cisco. Couldn't follow it up. And that's the end of our first half. Our score, 34-24. The Alton Comets lead the Mountain View Birch Street Liberty Eagles at the half. You're listening to Alton Comet Basketball from the Battle of the Border Tournament in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. We'll take a timeout. Back with your halftime show in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Randall Combs, President and Loan Officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has a loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Street, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Monty's is the go-to place for gifts. Find continued savings on outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing. Buy one, get one 50% off on Under Armour, Columbia, Hook, Nomad, Life is Good, and more. Shop great gift ideas like Costa sunglasses, smart wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. And that's not all. Find Case and Outdoor Edge knives, Hawk Optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone abound at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available. Merry Christmas.
Back here at the Mammoth Spring High School gym, they're having a half-court shoot again at halftime. They've been having some fun at this tournament this week. I mean, they're raising a lot of money. A lot of school groups are doing things out in the lobby to raise money for their groups, and it's been a good tournament. Hats off to Coaches Smith and Godwin and all the folks involved in putting this tournament together. It takes a lot of hard work to do something like this, and it's just been a great week, and there's been some really good basketball. Got a good one going here. The Alton Comets with a lead over the Liberty Eagles, 34-24 at the half. Alton outscored Liberty 24-11 in the first quarter, and Liberty outscored Alton 13-10 in the second. Folks, this is going to be a good second half of basketball. Good old-fashioned barn burner in the making here at the Mammoth Spring High School gym. This is not the last game of the night. There's a girls' game coming up a little bit later. It'll be the Thayer Lady Bobcats to take on the Viola Lady Longhorns. And I will tell you that we will have that game for you on our sister station, AM 1290 and FM 103.7, The Gift. That game is slated to tip off at about 7 o'clock tonight. Again, Thayer and Viola in girls' action. And that one should be a dandy. The winner of that one will move on to play Mammoth Spring Saturday night in the championship. Winner of our game here, it'll be the Highland Rebels waiting for the winner of this one. That was an impressive Highland Rebel team I saw last night down there in their semifinal win over Sloan Hendricks, who was the number one seed in the tournament. Again, our halftime score here, Alton leads Liberty 34-24. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back, look at your individual stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine too. At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for kayakers, car dealers, grocery baggers, and mail carriers. We're for teachers, preachers, students, and singers. Armed service members, you bet we're for you. We're for people who shake your hand and say hello, not because they know you, but because they don't. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. And don't worry, we're still for farmers, too. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
When you hear the old fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
And we're back here at the Mammoth Spring High School Gym having a good time at the Battle of the Border Tournament. Alton Comets with a lead over the Liberty Eagles at the half, 34-24. Let's look at our first half scoring. First up for the Alton Comets are led by Chandler Sisco. He's got 15 in the first half. 4 points for Christian Orr, 2 for Jacob Smith, 3 for Brandon DeWolf, 7 for Ryland Steele, and a 3 for Marcus Cockrum off the Alton bench. For the Liberty Eagles, they're led by Drew Ripko. He's got 10. He's at 2 3-pointers in the ballgame already. 4 points for Deion Lee. 5 points for Deion Lee, 5 for Terrell Gaines, and 4 for Carter Pruitt. Should end up to 24, and it's 34-24. Our score here at the half. If you're in the area, come out and enjoy the rest of the tournament. Got a whole half of this one, and then the girls' game still to come here tonight. Championship round will be on Saturday. They're going to take a night off tomorrow night here at the Battle of the Boulder tournament. Consolation on the girls' side will be at noon. That'll be the first game on Saturday. Hillcrest will play Alton in that one. Then the boys' consolation, Viola takes on Mammoth Spring. That'll be at 1:30 on Saturday. Then back to the girls for the third-place game on Saturday. Now, that'll be at 3 o'clock. The boys' third-place game will be at 4:30. Then the girls' championship at 6 o'clock. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will take on the winner of the Thayer-Viola game. And in the senior boys' division, the Highland Rebels will play the winner of our game between Alton and Liberty Saturday night at 7. Also want to mention we'll have more basketball for you tomorrow night. We're going to follow the Thayer Bobcats as they make a road trip up to Willard, Missouri to take on Lamar. Thayer and Lamar tomorrow night. That'll be a 5:30 start. And for any Thayer fans that might be making their way to the ball game, that is going to be a varsity game only. And it will get underway at 5:30, and we will have it for you right here on K-Country 95. And then on Saturday afternoon, we'll stay up at Willard, and the Thayer Bobcats will play Willard's Tigers at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. That'll be a varsity contest only, and we'll have that one for you here on K-Country 95 as well. And while we're doing a little programming here, also want to remind you that the Thayer girls game will be coming up immediately following this Alton Comet game. We're going to move it. It'll be heard on AM 1290 and FM 103.7, The Gift. That's because as soon as this game is over, we're going to switch you over to Kansas City Chiefs football as the Chiefs take on the Los Angeles Chargers tonight. And we anticipate that we'll get probably about half of the pregame activities and certainly have that game for you in time for the kickoff, which is slated for about 7:20. So Kansas City Chiefs football, you will hear it here on K-Country 95 radio tonight. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with your second half in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Casey Ellett, loan officer at Bank of Birch Tree. The Alton Bank has a loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
The Alton Quick Connection is a great place to go when you want some good food fast. Come in and check out their daily breakfast and lunch specials, now serving American farm-raised catfish every day. Every Thursday from 11 to 8, three-piece catfish dinner, $10.99, five-piece, $13.49. They also have upgraded with larger machines at the laundromat. For your convenience, remember, 24-hour pay at the pump available. For fast, friendly service and great food, stop by the Quick Connection in Alton.
And here we go, underway in our second half, and the Alton Comets control. Actually, it was Liberty Eagle basketball, and the Comets got a steal. Jacob Smith goes to Ryland Steele, cutting through the lane, and Ryland Steele now with 9 points in the ballgame, and we're off and running here in our third quarter. Alton Comets with the first 2 points, 25 seconds into the period. Liberty with a basketball. They swing it on the right side. Back to the starting lineup, by the way, for both sides. Liberty with the ball out top. Carter Pruitt. Pruitt swings it on the right side wing for Ripko. Long three-point shot. No good. Rebound taken by Chandler Sisko. And here come the Comets on the run. DeWolf up the right side, or up the left side. Takes over to the right side. Gives it to Jacob Smith. He'll fire a three ball. That's no good. Chandler Sisko yanks it down off the rim. Kicks it back outside. Dalton resets the offense against this zone defense. Got it down inside to DeWolf. He turns and scores. Brandon Wolf snuck in on the backside. Defense didn't have any idea he was there. And a nice pass from Jacob Smith to get it to him for the easy lay-in. Liberty with the ball. Alton now up by 14 again. Eric Carter Pruitt out top. Little jump pass goes down to Frazier in the corner. Back out front to Deion Lee. Lee down to the baseline. Looking at a cutter in the lane. Pass in there. It's going to be deflected and out of bounds. And then off the hands of Lee. Lee went in the air to try and save it in for Liberty and couldn't control it. And the ball belongs to the Alton Comets with a 14-point lead. 6:37 to go in the third quarter. Ryland Steele brings it across the timeline, feeds it left side for Chandler Sisko. Chandler will take it to the top of the key, swing it back left side now to DeWolf. Three-point shot is up and no good, and a rebound taken by Liberty. They get it over to Gaines. Terrell pushes it up the floor, pulls up top of the key. A three ball is no good, and Sisko had the rebound, has it taken away by Drew Ripko for Liberty. The Liberty new possession here with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Terrell Gaines gets a little clear out in the middle of the floor, going to the bucket, shoots no good, but he's going to be fouled, and it'll be on Ryland Steele. Going to be called for the hold, and Steele picks up his third foul of the game, and that'll get him out of there. Landon Huckabee checking in for the Alton Comets, number 24. That'll be after the first free throw, and then it's up by Gaines and good. Well, Terrell Gaines with the free throw, and Ryland Steele coming out of the game. Ryland, good night. 9 points already in the game. Gaines with the free throw now has 6 for Liberty. And trying to hit another one. It is up and it's good. Terrell Gaines now with 7. And Liberty going to employ a little bit of backcourt pressure here. Alton Comets turn to bring it up the floor and go, oh, we got a little pressure. They get it over to DeWolf and he dribbles around everybody. Going all the way to the rack. Got a screen. Lays it up and in. Yeah, that won't work. 7 points for DeWolf. He is so smooth and he's so quick with that first step. He takes about one step and he's at full speed. Liberty with the basketball down by 14, 5:30 to go in the third quarter. Here's Lee looking to penetrate, a little crossover dribble, nice move. Scoop shot is up, no good, and rebound taken by Chandler Sisko. Sisko for Alton, gonna push it up the floor. Gets to the top of the key, fakes a three, gives in the corner to Huckabee. Huckabee feeds it out front for DeWolf. Brandon surveys the defense. Comets will set it here, working around the perimeter. Jacob Smith going to the cutter in the lane. That's DeWolf. Back out to Huckabee. Now to Jacob Smith. Goes to the elbow. Back out to Sisko for three. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound, DeWolf going back up. And he's going to get fouled on the attempt. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul on the Liberty Eagles is on number 23, Carter Pruitt. That'll be foul number 2 on Pruitt. And we'll get a timeout call by the Liberty Eagles. 5:07 to play in the third quarter. Alton leads it 40-26. We'll take a timeout, back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
Well, Brandon DeWolf at the free throw line, going to shoot two here for the Alton Comets. Coming out of a timeout, Alton with Landon Huckabee, Christian Orr, Brandon DeWolf, Chandler Sisco, and Jacob Smith on the floor right now. Liberty with Ripko, Gaines, Frazier, Lee, and Pruitt. First free throw for DeWolf, no good. Second one is up. This one is good. Got the bounce. Brandon DeWolf now with 8 points in the ballgame. And the Alton lead is 16. That is their biggest lead of the night, 42-26. Liberty with it, working around the perimeter. Got out to Gaines out top. Gaines fires a long three-pointer. That's no good. And Chandler Sisco with another rebound. He's got to have at least 10 rebounds already. Here comes Alton, breaks the full-court press. Got the ball down inside to Jacob Smith. And they called the timeout as Smith fell down. But he is going to, Comets will maintain possession. And a timeout called here with 4:48 to play in the third quarter. We'll take 30 seconds away. We'll be right back on the Ecom Sports Network.
The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Monty's is the go-to place for gifts. Find continued savings on outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing. Buy one, get one 50% off on Under Armour, Columbia, Hook, Nomad, Life is Good, and more. Shop great gift ideas like Costa sunglasses, smart wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. And that's not all. Find Case and Outdoor Edge knives, Hawk Optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone abound at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available. Merry Christmas.
Well, Alton Comet coach Jared Kelly called that quick timeout when his player fell down on the dribble and was obviously probably going to lose that ball. Called the quick timeout to maintain the possession. Alton with a 15-point lead here, 41-26. Liberty's only scored 2 points in the first 3 minutes of this first quarter. Alton on the inbound, got it to Christian Orr. A little baby hook shot is up and good. That's a nice play right there. Christian Orr hits it. He's got 6 points on the line. And the Alton lead is now 17. That is their biggest lead of the game. Liberty with the basketball. Working it to the right side. We got a sub in for Liberty. That is Dylan Cooper into the ball game. And Gaines is on the sideline. Shot is up here by Cooper. No good. And the rebound taken by the Liberty Eagles. Rebound taken by the Alton Comets. Chandler Sisco will bring it in the front court. Alton with a chance to go up 19 here. Or if somebody hits one from downtown, it could be a 20-point game. Liberty or Alton with it on the offensive end. Liberty back in that zone defense. Now they've switched to a man-to-man. They've gone man-to-man here. Comets working a little motion offense. Got the ball down to Orr. Down around the three-point line. Got to the cutter. That is Jacob Smith. Shot is up, no good. Gets his own rebound. Follows it back. No good, but he's fouled on the shot. He'll go the line and will shoot two. Foul on the Liberty Eagles is going to be on Carter Pruitt. Trying to get up and block that shot. Eight call for his third foul of the game. Comes with 3:56 to go. Alton trying to add to a 17-point lead, make it 18, as Jacob Smith hits the free throw. Jacob now with 3 points. All five of the Comet starters have scored at least three in the ball game. Another one is up and good. Make it four. And the Liberty Eagles get a substitution in. Ripko will check out of the game. Number 35 checking in. That is Brody Rutledge. And nope, Carter Pruitt is going to go out. Carter Pruitt goes out with those three fouls. Brody Rutledge in his place. 3:50 to go in the third. Here's Deion Lee. Nice move into the lane. A little reverse layup is good. That's a pretty play by Deion Lee. 7 points now for Lee in the ballgame. And the Alton Comets will bring it the other way with a 17-point lead. 3:39 to go in the third quarter. Winner moves on to the championship on Saturday night. Alton with it in the half-court game, working against this man-to-man defense. Brandon DeWolf looking at a cutter in the lane, follows him into the lane, now gives it back up for Chandler Sisco. Comets will reset. Sisco, no-look pass down to Christian Orr. He goes up for the bucket. Christian Orr working hard. He's got eight. That is the fourth Comet with at least 8 points in the game. They've been spreading it around tonight, folks. Liberty Eagles with it out front. Ripko gives over to Deion Lee. Lee with 3 minutes to go, gives it back out on top to Lucas Frazier. He'll dump it down low to Ripko. Back out to Cooper. Cooper back to Frazier. Thought about taking a three, doesn't. Gives it over to Ripko. Ripko moving off the screen, pulls up in the lane, short jumper. That might have been partially blocked by Orr, and the officials say nope. And the ball's an air ball, goes out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball. Alton County, it's been all Alton all night tonight. No, now the official says, yes, he did get a piece of it. Yeah, the officials say Orr did get a piece of it, so that is now five block shots in the game for Christian Orr. Liberty will trigger it on the inbound. They bring it out top to Lee. Lee on the right side wing will back it out outside the three-point line. And with 2:40 to go into third, Liberty. Not a whole lot of sense of urgency here, down by 19. Lee got it on the right side wing, fakes a pass, now shoots a three ball. It's no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Cooper's got it for the Liberty Eagles. Good quick hands to come out of there with that basketball. Cooper swings it out on top of the key for Lee. Lee looking over the defense. Comet's playing a kind of a 2-3 zone here. Here's a nice play by Lee into the lane, and he traveled with the basketball. Deion Lee traveled with the basketball. The Alton Comets have got it back here. And substitution for Alton. Corey Miller will check into the game. Christian Orr going to get a little rest here in the final 2:16 of the third quarter. Alton inbounds the ball against the Liberty press. They get it up across the timeline to Landon Huckabee. Huckabee off to DeWolf. Back to Huckabee. Squares up a three, and it's off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled in the corner by Lee for Liberty. Here come the Eagles trying to cut into that Comet lead. Lee all the way. The bucket lost the handle. Gets it back. Kicks it in the corner. Three-point shot is up and good. Number 33, Lucas Frazier hits a three-pointer. And that is only the second bucket of the third quarter for the Liberty Eagles. Alton with the basketball. They're going to have it poked away and out of bounds. It's going to be Alton Comet basketball. Ball was poked away from Brandon DeWolf in the lane. Substitution here for Liberty. Ripko goes out. Gaines will check in. Alton will inbound the ball with a minute 44 to go in the third quarter, leading by 14. Yeah, 40, no, leading by 16. I was right the first time. 47-31. And it's going to be Alton Comet ball. They will inbound it on the side in the corner. Jacob Smith will trigger it in. Bounces it to Corey Miller. Corey Miller back to Jacob Smith down the baseline. Hangs in the air. Count it and the foul. Corey Miller with a nice move down the baseline. Corey Miller, a nice pass down the baseline to Jacob Smith, who hit the shot. Smith now with 6 points in the game. Foul was on number 33. That is Lucas Frazier. And will be his third of the night. And going to the free throw line, it is Jacob Smith for the Alton Comets. And the free throw is up. Left it short off the front of the rim. We're going to get a rebounding foul going to be called. This one's going to be on Huckabee. I believe number 24 for the Alton Comets going to be called for the push in the back. It was Landon Huckabee called for the foul. Will be his first. And the Liberty Eagles bring it the other way, down by 18 with a minute 37 to go in the third. Cooper with it on the left side wing, holds it high over the head, goes to the high post to Lee. Lee trying to turn to the bucket. Gets tied up by the defense, got it right back to Cooper. Cooper moves off the screen to the free throw line, lets one fly, it's up and no good. Chandler Sisco yanks down another rebound for the Alton Comets, and he's got a boatload of rebounds tonight to go with his 15 points. By the way, Chandler Sisco has not scored here in the second half. And we're going to get a foul on the other end. Alton working the offense. Got the ball down to Jacob Smith down in the paint. And he's going to be fouled by number 35, Brody Rutledge. Is that right? Nope, called on number 33, Lucas Frazier. Frazier called for his fourth foul of the game, and he'll come out now. Carter Pruitt will check back in for the Liberty Eagle. Brandon DeWolf got his teammate stacked on the right side of the lane and tries the inbound pass. It's deflected and out of bounds by Lee. Comets will inbound it on the side with a minute 10 to go in the third quarter. Comets stack it up again. Running the inbound play. They'll get it into Jacob Smith. Smith out front to Wolf. Comets may run a little clock this time. 49-31. They lead it by 18 with the basketball. Out top, Jacob Smith gives it back on top to Chandler Sisco. Down in the corner to Brandon DeWolf. DeWolf slides out to the wing on the dribble. Feeds it back on top for Chandler Sisco. Sisco right side to DeWolf. DeWolf looking in the lane. Thought about giving it to Huckabee. He wasn't open. DeWolf dribbles now out to near midcourt. We're down to 41 seconds to play in the third. Alton running some clock here with an 18-point lead headed to the fourth quarter. Got it over to Huckabee on the right side wing. Back out to Smith. Smith now to Cisco. Fakes at the elbow. Moves down the lane. Shoots. No good. Rebound coming out long, and it's going to be controlled by Liberty. Here come the Eagles. They get it to Gaines, running the floor. All the way to Bucket. No good. He missed the layup. And the rebound to Landon Huckabee for the Alton Comets. And the Comets have got it back here with 13 seconds to go. And they'll certainly go for the final shot here. Got it over to Jacob Smith. Now to Brandon DeWolf. Clear out. Wolf all the way to Bucket. Missed it. Rebound Liberty. And there's the buzzer to end our third quarter. Our score 49 to 31. Alton Comets with a lead over the Liberty Eagle. We'll be back with our fourth quarter at the Battle of the Water tournament in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
And here we go, headed to the fourth quarter. The Alton Comets trying to get to the championship game of the Battle of the Border tournament. They want to play those Highland Rebels on Saturday night. They've got an 18-point lead as we head to the fourth quarter, 49-31. Liberty going to open in full court or in man-to-man pressure here. It'll be Alton Comet basketball. They get it in on the side, trying to lob it down to Orr, and the ball is intercepted by the Liberty Eagles. Brody Rutledge got it. So Liberty with a chance to cut back into the lead here. Just underway in the fourth quarter. Out top is Cooper. Cooper bounces one. Hit ball is stolen by Brandon DeWolf. DeWolf off to the races. Lost the handle on the dribble. And it goes out of bounds. DeWolf just hadn't had a good night tonight. Brandon's game has just been a little bit off this evening. He scored 8 points. But that's the second time he's had the ball on the dribble in the open court and just lost the handle on it. So Brandon DeWolf struggling a little bit here at the Mammoth Spring High School gym tonight. As you know, if they get it to the championship, he will come ready to play on Saturday. Liberty Eagles with the basketball. Cooper out top. On the dribble drive, feeds it over to Lee. Lee working against the zone. Little crossover dribble, penetrates into the lane. Ball poked away and stolen by Christian Orr for the Alton Comets. Lee tried to do a little bit too much there. Tried to dribble in amongst four Alton Comets, and they took it away from him. Alton with the basketball now. There's a backdoor cut to Chandler Cisco for the stop. Cisco down the baseline, stuffed it home, and a 20-point lead for the Alton Comets on the jam. 51-31, our score. Alton with the lead. That's an exclamation point to go up 20, and here's Gaines on the other end. Fired one from way downtown. That is the first made three-pointer tonight for Terrell Gaines. I mean, he hit that one from halfway to Fred Fishhouse. Here come the Comets breaking a full-court pressure. Jacob Smith going into the lane. He is going to get fouled on the play. And again, Alton breaking the full court pressure with ease. And Smith is going to get fouled. He'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. 6:43 to go in the game. Foul was on number three, Dylan Cooper. That'll be his first of the night. Team foul number five on Liberty here in the second half. And Jacob Smith at the line. Got 6 points in the ball game. Misses the free throw. Dylan will step up and shoot another one. Liberty with four on the block, on the rebound. And Smith taking his time on this free throw. And sets it on the right hand, pushes it up. That one's good. So 7 points now for Jacob Smith. And five different Comets have scored at least 7 points in the game. And by the way, with that jam, Cisco now with 17. He leads all scorers in the ballgame tonight. Liberty with a basketball, down by 19. Actually down by 18, I'm sorry, 52-34. They've got the ball. Deion Lee, pull-up jumper from 15 feet. It's good. Nice play there by Deion Lee over on the left wing. Again, full court, man-to-man pressure by Liberty. And the Alton Comets will break it. Jacob Smith on the dribble drive, got it up across the timeline. Feeds over to DeWolf. DeWolf hands it to Ryland Steele. Steele working it out on top. Swing it on the right side for DeWolf. DeWolf gives to Cisco. Now to Smith. Jacob thought about going to the bucket. Comets get back into the motion offense here. Steele on the right side gives it to Chandler Cisco. He steps in the lane just inside the free throw line and scores. Chandler Cisco starting to heat up again. He's got 19 in the game. And with 5:45 to go, Alton is back up by a score of 54-36. And Deion Lee making a move to the bucket. It's going to be fouled. This one's going to go on Ryland Steele. That's going to be number four on Ryland tonight. Well, Ryland called for the fourth foul, trying to stop Deion Lee from getting into the paint. Way before any shot attempt, Liberty will inbound the ball here with 5:41 to go in the game. Down by 18. Lob pass. Comes into Ripko. They'll swing across court to Lee. Lee's feeling it. Pulls up elbow. Shot is blocked by Orr. And the loose ball taken by Jacob Smith. That is six blocked shots for Orr tonight. Here come the Comets with the ball to Drandon DeWolf. To the basket, and he scores. And he's fouled on the drive. They're going to count the basket for Brandon DeWolf, and the foul is going to be called on the Liberty Eagles. Brandon DeWolf now in double figures with 10. Foul was on number four, Drew Ripko, his second. And we're going to get a timeout on the floor. 5:27 to go in the game. Alton leads it by 20, 56-36. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you
when
covered.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters collision repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters collision repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters collision repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Well, 5:27 to go in our ball game. The Alton Comets lead the Liberty Eagles by 20. 56-36 is our score. It'll be Brandon DeWolf trying to add to that lead as he will shoot from the free throw line. DeWolf, 10 points now on the night. Alton is led by Chandler Cisco with 19, including a pretty dunk just a moment ago going down the baseline. DeWolf at the line trying to complete the three-point play, and it's good. 11 for DeWolf. So now all five Comets starters have scored at least seven in the ballgame. Good balance scoring up and down the lineup. And the Liberty Eagles down by 21 get it to Terrell Gaines, the sophomore. Kicks it out on top. They'll bounce it to Lee. Lee pulls up. Free throw line jumper. Off the window is no good. And rebound taken by Chandler Cisco again. Up to Jacob Smith. He waits for the defense to clear and then gets hammered on the shot. He'll go the line and shoot two. Foul on the Liberty Eagles. I didn't see. Was it Ripko? I think it might have been Ripko. They're going to call it on number four, Drew Ripko. That'll be number three on Ripko. And it'll be Jacob Smith going to the free throw line. Jacob has scored 7 points tonight. And we'll look for number 8 and 9 here. First free throw is up and good. Jacob Smith, another one of those seniors for Alton. They've got four of them out there. Four seniors and the sophomore, Ryland Steele. The junior, Ryland Steele. Second free throw is up for Jacob Smith. He's now got 9 points in the game. And with 5 minutes to go, the Alton lead is 23-59-36. Liberty having trouble finding the bucket. Here's a pass in the lane for Lee. Lee is going to be fouled. I think they're going to get Jacob Smith on this one from Alton. That'll just be the fifth team foul on the Comets. It is on Smith. That'll be foul number one on Jacob. Comets play a really good defense, and they don't foul a lot of people. One on Cisco, one on Orr, one on Smith, one on DeWolf. Non-shooting foul. Liberty inbounds the basketball. They'll swing it to the left side corner. Shot is up and no good. Rebound taken by Drew Ripko. Ripko moving to the elbow. Fires a running one-hander, and it's good. Nice play. Drew Ripko. He's in double figures with 12 points tonight. He leads the Liberty Eagles. Alton with it against the full court. Man-to-man pressure. Jacob Smith dumps it off for Christian Orr. He lays it up. No good, but he's fouled and will go to the line and shoot two free throws. Foul's going to be on number 33. That is Lucas Frazier. That'll be number 5 on Frazier tonight. He has fouled out of the game. Looks like number 3, Dylan Cooper, will check back in for the Liberty Eagles. Also number 35, Brody Rutledge, getting ready to check in for the Eagles. And Carter Pruitt will go to the sideline along with Lucas Frazier, who fouled out. Christian Orr at the free throw line. He will shoot 2. Christian has 8 points in the ballgame. He'd like to get the double figures here. And the first free throw is up and no good. Orr has not had a good night from the free throw line. He has blocked a bunch of shots, and he's got a bunch of rebounds. But he has not had much success tonight from the free throw line. Sets this one up. This one looks a little better, but it's too long off the back iron, and the rebound taken by Liberty. Here comes Deion Lee, pushes it down in the corner, back outside to Ripko. Long three-point shot is no good, rebounded by Cisco. Cisco running the floor the other way. Now slow it down a little bit. Coach Kelly says, let's slow it down. 4 minutes to go. Here to give to DeWolf. Well, wraparound pass going to Orr, but DeWolf is going to be fouled in the air. That'll be on number 3. Foul on number 3, that is Lucas Cooper. Will be his second. I'm sorry, they call on number 2, Terrell Gaines. That'll be his first. And Brandon DeWolf going to the free throw line here. I think they thought he was in the act of shooting. He actually passed the ball off, but they're going to give him 2 shots. First one is up and good. Actually, it was the 1-1. Oh, we're into 1-1. That's right. 19 fouls on Liberty. And the first free throw for Brandon Wolf is good. DeWolf now with 12 points on the line. And he will shoot for number 13 right here. And that one rattles in and out. No good. Rebound taken by the Liberty Eagles. They get it up to Ripko. Ripko flies up the floor, up the left side. Now backs it back out, waits for his teammates. Got it to Gaines. Gaines down in the left corner. Another travel. Yep. Brody Rutledge caught it and then took a step before he passed it. That's a travel on the Liberty Eagles. They turn it over with 4:03 to go. And Alton will possibly add to a 22-point lead here. 60-38 your score. Alton brings it into the front court. Chandler Cisco, and he's going to get fouled by Deion Lee. Deion Lee called for the foul. Will be his second. That's going to send Chandler Cisco to the free throw line. He'll be shooting 2. That was the 10th team foul on the Liberty Eagles here in the ballgame. We're down to 3:56 to go. Looks like the Alton Comets will advance into the championship game. They'll play Highland on Saturday night. And the first free throw for Cisco is good. 20 for Chandler. That's right about his average. He will shoot another, and it is good. 21 for Cisco. He's been good tonight. And that jam was something to behold. I'm sure you'll see it on the Facebook tomorrow on the Alton Comet Facebook page. Here goes Terrell Gaines going down the right side of the lane for Liberty. Throws up a floater. It's no good. Rebounded by Christian Orr, and Orr gets fouled. Going to be a hold, and we'll walk down the other end, and we'll shoot 2, and we get a technical foul called. Technical foul called on number 4, Drew Ripko of the Liberty Eagles. Drew Ripko said something to the official, and it's going to be called for the technical. 4th foul of the night. So the Comets are going to shoot 2 free throws. Actually, they're going to shoot 4 here. Christian Orr will shoot 2. He was fouled on the rebound. And we'll put his first one up. It is no good. Bounced it off the back of the rim. And normally a pretty good free throw shooter. And Christian may be getting in his head now. Coach Jared Kelly looks at him and says, just relax. Take a deep breath. Follow through. And the second one is up. And it's good. So it worked. Christian Orr with 9 points now in the game. And now Chandler Cisco will step up and will shoot the 2 technical shots. 2 technical shots here for Chandler Cisco. First one is up and it's good. Cisco with 22, he'll shoot for number 23. 3:47 to play in the game. Alton by 26, make it 27. And it'll be Alton Comet ball. It'll be Alton Comet ball. And now we've got 2 more free throws for Chandler Cisco. So there were double technicals called on the Liberty Eagles. Wow, this one is up for Cisco, and it's good. Cisco now with 24. That'll be shooting for his 25th point and trying to make it a 29-point lead, and it's good. So 25 for Cisco. And the Alton Comets are going to have the ball, but not before we take a timeout. 67-38, all Alton Comets here tonight at the Battle of the Border Tournament. We'll take a timeout back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Barbara Simpson, loan officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has a loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Well, back after the timeout, Alton Comets lead the Liberty Eagles 67-38. Liberty's only scored 7 points in this fourth quarter. The Alton Comets have scored 18. Alton really putting it away. It was an 18-point game at the end of three, so Alton has really put this game away in the fourth quarter. Taking care of business for the Alton Comets. Comets on the floor. Ryland Steele out there. Swings it over to DeWolf. DeWolf sees the lane, to the bucket. Gives it down to Orr. Orr puts up a shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Trying to kick it back outside. Now puts it on the floor. Puts it up with the left hand. And it's good. Christian Orr. 11 points now for Christian tonight. And that is three Comets in double figures and two more with nine. And here's Deion Lee on the other end. Puts up a left-handed shot for Liberty. No good. The rebound controlled by Jacob Smith. And here come the Comets. Jacob Smith crosses the timeline, spins away from the double team. Got it over to DeWolf. DeWolf, fake, shoot, count it, and a foul. Brandon DeWolf, a beautiful ball fake. Took it to the rim, laid it up over the top with the left hand. Basket is going to count for DeWolf. He's got 14 on the night. And the foul is on number three. Dylan Cooper will be his third. And DeWolf going to the free throw line to shoot two. Substitutions here for Alton. Corey Miller checks into the ballgame. Also checking in for Alton, number 13, Trenton Cunningham. Marcus Cockrum is in. And now DeWolf hits the free throw, finishes his night with 15 as he comes off the floor. And number 22 checking in for the Alton Comets, that is Andrew Trantham. So we're down to 2:15 to play. Alton Comets have cleared the bench here for the final 2 minutes of this one. 72-38, Alton with the lead. Liberty with the ball. Gaines out front, going to let one fly from way downtown. He banked it in. From 30 feet away, he banked it in. 13 now for Gaines to lead the Liberty Eagles. There come the Comets. Cockrum pushes up the floor, got it over to Cunningham. I'm sorry, that's Trantham. Trantham with the ball, handles it out front, down to a minute 45 to go. Goes over to Landon Huckabee. Huckabee spins away from the defense of Deion Lee. Still with it out front, finally got rid of it. To Andrew Trantham. Trantham hands it out on the top of the key. Well, actually out around midcourt. Feeds the ball now to Trenton Cunningham. Cunningham holds it high, and Cunningham's going to get fouled by Drew Ripko. Ripko turns around, looked at the official, say, what did I do? And Ripko jumped right up and bumped him with his chest. That's what he did. So Ripko fouls out of the game. Second Liberty Eagle to foul out. And going to the line is Corey Miller. First free throw is no good. Well, now they said that was, well, I'm sorry, it was Cooper that committed the foul. Cooper committed the foul, his third. Ripko's still out there. Second free throw is good. Corey Miller gets on the scoreboard tonight, his first point of the game. And with 52 seconds to go, Liberty Eagles with it. They'll swing it down the corner, back outside to Lee. Lee slashes to the bucket, kicks it back out to Gaines. Long three-point shot. No good. Rebound volleyed around. Lee got it for Liberty, lays it up and in. Deion Lee with 11. And with 35 seconds to go, still full court man-to-man pressure by Liberty. And Trantham brings it up across the timeline. Nice job by Trantham. Swings the ball over to number 22. That's Trantham. He misses the shot, gets his own rebound. Actually, that is Marcus Cockrum with it now. 16 seconds to play, and the Comets are going to run out the clock. Cockrum pulls up the dribble, bounces it over to Jacob Smith. He bounces it to Trantham. 7 seconds to go. And the Alton Comets are headed to the championship game of the Battle of the Border Tournament on Saturday night. There's your final, 73-43. The Alton Comets with the victory. Again, 73-43. The Comets win it by 30 over the Liberty Eagles. We're going to take a quick timeout. We are scheduled to have a quick talk with Coach Jared Kelly of the Alton Comets before we make the switch over to the girls' game. And before we make the switch over to Kansas City Chiefs football, folks, don't forget Kansas City Chiefs football coming up here on K-Country 95 in just a couple of minutes. If you tuned in expecting to hear the pregame show, we will get to that here in just a minute or two. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork.